Lupa kuat kata Adnan luat suka Dalai pakuat kata Meow, my neuromarvies. I hope you have been having an autastic day. And I was pondering what the subject should be for this episode number 15. And it kind of slipped my mind, to be honest, but I'm sure it will come back. But anyway, this is, even though there's already been 15 episodes, this is a brand new podcast, and I would absolutely love it if you would participate and you can send me messages. I know that Anchor has been sending it out to different sites, like distributing it to Spotify and all these other similar sites. And at some point, I'm going to add a sponsored segment to get the podcasts heard a little bit more, but that requires money. I also want to consider having interviews with people. So if anyone is listening to this and feels like they want to talk about what it's like to be an adult on the spectrum, especially a woman on the spectrum, I think that would really be great, and I would not mind making season two a season of the interview. So maybe get up to 20 episodes from what I'm calling season one, where it's just me talking about different things that concern autistics, and then then having a season two and having it be all or mostly interviews with other autistics. So that still doesn't tell me exactly what it was that slipped my mind about being autistic, but accommodations actually would be a good subject. No, regardless of what I intended to do at first, I think the subject of accommodations as an adult on the autism spectrum would be a really useful discourse to have, because, or in this case, it's a monologue unless people actually leave messages, but it's definitely something that is worth thinking about. It just seems like if you're not a kid, if you're not in school trying to decide if you should be getting special ed or not, or whatever accommodations that a school would normally provide, then you're probably not even really thinking as much about accommodations as you should be. And the reason for that is we have never been made to feel like we have the right to request things that we may need for ourselves. For example, STEMs, a lot of us need to take a couple minutes out of our day or whatever it is that we're doing and STEM. And if that cannot be accommodated by simply telling whoever it is, whether it's our employer, whether it's maybe someone who's doing a lecture and we're in this lecture all day long, if they're not able to accept that we STEM where we are, or the people around us are not knowledgeable about autism and they wouldn't exactly take kindly to someone STEMing around them, or let's say the STEMs are not even necessarily appropriate for the outside world, an accommodation could be making an arrangement with a person who is in charge of whatever happening it is and saying, hey, I'm autistic. There are certain things that I need to do in order to feel safe and comfortable, and one of them is called stimming or self-stimulatory behavior or stereotypy or however you want to put it. And it would be nice if I could step outside maybe for a few minutes, or if it's okay if I just maybe have a seat where there aren't very many other people around, or a seat in the back or a seat in the front, wherever it would make things easier for you as the autistic person and doable for everybody else. Things like sensory, reducing the amount of sensory stimulus that you're getting. I know that there are some malls and some places that have an autism hour. And I also know that in the malls that do have the autism hour, people have been complaining that it's so early that it's not even really usable because nobody is there and nobody's going to want to make a trip there for the autism hour when maybe they weren't going to be there at that time in the first place. But the fact is, there is something happening, and autistics are being accommodated and thought about. And since our numbers are rising due to the fact that we're being recognized, then it's only natural that we have people accommodating us in any way they can. And having an area that is free of so much sensory stimulus is a good idea. And it's good to ask if you're going to be in an environment for any length of time, whether it's a seminar or you've started a job somewhere, whatever, if you can go up to whoever it is in charge, go to human resources, wherever it is, just say, hey, I have autism. You don't even have to say you have autism. You can say that certain things bother you. You have a hard time dealing with fluorescent lights and the sights and sounds and whatever it can be. I'm not exactly sure. There's so many different sounds and for me, it's if people are working around me and they're tapping their pencil on the desk or something like that. I mean, most people know that's annoying, but most people don't know that that could literally trigger a meltdown. And so even just having the option of putting on some earmuffs or putting in some, you know, some of those squishy earplugs that we use when we're on the airplane, something as simple as that, or having the option to do something like that without seeming rude. If everyone is around a boardroom table and there's an autistic person and everyone else is neurotypical, the autistic person is going to need accommodation. The autistic person is going to need to know that they can say what they have to say, however it is that they need to say it. If they need a device in order to be able to speak, if it's a handheld device that can be typed on, for example, or if it's a text-to-voice app or something like that, that needs to be accommodated. So having accommodations in the context of being an autistic adult, I think, is really important. And even though there may be pockets of it here and there that we hear about, it's still not something that we think about regularly. Like, usually when people think about something like that, they're referring to getting benefits, which is also very important, but either getting disability or making sure that their kids get in special ed. They're not normally thinking about what an adult who is high functioning enough to get out and about or attend events or have a mainstream sort of job would need, because no one until recently really even thought, hey, I might have autistic people, autistic coworkers. And the reason they never thought about it before was because no one saw the statistics. Everyone just assumed that if it was an autistic person, it had to be a young male, you know, and now things are becoming a little bit more out in the open, and our numbers are rising for whatever reason that is. So it's probably a good time to start thinking about advocating for us as autistic adults to obtain the accommodations that we all deserve. Meow. Thank you, NeuroMarvies, and stay autastic. Давай поплакать.